Good evening, Australia. I'm Paige Estrutori, bringing you the latest updates in our weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's begin with the life insurance sector, where premiums for group life policies with long-term benefits continue to scale new heights, placing a notable strain on businesses and individuals alike. Marsh Australia informs us that the increased premiums range between 15% and 25% on average just this year, and in some cases, insurers are now avoiding high-risk sectors, impacting the likes of law firms and insurance companies themselves. In their wake, businesses are reassessing employee benefits, but cost-cutting could leave many underinsured. Common culprits still predominating in claims include cancer and mental health concerns. Please remember, mental health claims present unique challenges due to their stubborn persistence, but there's a silver lining. In fact, one major insurer has reintroduced corporate life insurance beyond superannuation plans. Watch this space, as these trends are forecasted to linger until the end of the year. Switching gears now to construction, concerns arise as the Australian federal government's decision to halt national construction code updates comes into focus. Housing Minister Claire O'Neill's announcement is poised to accelerate approvals amid a housing bottleneck, but not everyone is applauding. The Insurance Council of Australia raises the flag for the insurance sector, foreseeing the potential for reduced community safety and resilience, especially considering our natural disaster landscape. A possible 4-year delay in updating our construction code could place our future resilience at risk. As debates ensue, the importance of reaching a balance between speedy construction and safety becomes clearer and louder. In consumer news, RAC Insurance was instructed by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority to increase a payout after an unfortunate oversight in handling a house fire claim. EQI was initially earmarked to pay out a little over $39,000 for repairs and replacement of contents, but upon finding more damage resulting in more repairs, a secondary offer of a touch under $8,000 was refused by the claimant. Mandatory rectifications include the insurer's acknowledgement of unaccounted kitchen ceiling replacement costs, resulting in a 20% uplift of the original offer, of $1,500 covering for toy losses, and an additional $4,500 for the distress caused by the insurer's oversight. Lastly, but certainly not least in importance, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, puts the life insurance sector under a microscope, bringing to the fore significant blemishes in direct sales practices. ASIC's review draws attention to problematic remuneration structures, apparently perpetuating aggressive sales tactics and an alarming surge in claims disputes, a growth that's doubled since 2018. ASIC Commissioner Alan Kirkland indicates that the industry's efforts to establish better practices are likely to impact possible enforcement actions. While improvements have been marked post-Hayne Royal Commission, pressing issues remain, particularly in direct sales channels. As regulations tighten, the industry braces itself for costly reforms while ASIC keeps a steady sight on compliance. Stakeholders and consumers now wait to witness the strides the life insurance sector will take towards improved customer protection and satisfaction. And that's this week's wrap from Financial Services Online. For more on personal and business insurance, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrutori, signing off for now. Stay informed, Australia.